The walls of Chester were first built by the Romans back in 70 AD to defend the city from revolting Britons. And now in 2016, the council is painting the walls to defend the city from revolting Britons. Partygoers who are too drunk or can't be bothered to find a toilet at the end of the night are weeing on the ancient stones. Of course they are. It's creating a mess, a stink, and ultimately the urine goes into the historic sandstone and starts to erode it. So, ahead of the Christmas party season, the council has coated sections of the walls with a special liquid repelling paint. It causes, the jargon is splashback. So anyone who urinates against them gets an unexpected soaking from their own urine. The council is calling this peeback time for revelers. It says it will prosecute anyone caught in the act. May not need to. In September this year, three offenders were taken to court and fined £1,000 between them. But isn't it a bit depressing that we're having to paint historic walls in urine repellent in 2016? Let's speak to Councillor Karen Shaw, Cabinet Member for the Environment from Cheshire West and Chester Council. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeremy. Hi.
Hi. How did you hear about this special paint?
Well, we had to do some research to try and source the product, really, and we were looking for something innovative and creative that would get people thinking, get people talking, and that will be quite a new approach.
And I guess it does two things. It protects the wall so the urine doesn't penetrate the stone, but it also causes the urine to splash back on the urinator.
That's right. If you aim a stream of liquid or urine at the wall, it will bounce back at roughly the same angle, and the person who is relieving themselves will get a soaking.
Could they somehow avoid it by urinating across the wall and firing the bounce at a different angle?
Well, not really, because that's one of the key things that we're trying to do with this campaign. We've put the paint in secret locations. Nobody knows where they are. So it could happen at any time.
Oh, I see, because the paint is invisible, is it?
It is, yes.
So if they choose the wrong stretch of wall, they're going to have a problem with their trousers?
Yeah, they're going to have a bit of a shock. And we're doing this in partnership with the council, but also with local businesses in Chester, for whom this is it's quite a distressing problem, really. It's unpleasant. It's just unpleasant, isn't it?
It's antisocial, but also what I didn't realise is that obviously urine is acidic and it does damage the stone.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a historic city here in Chester, which in some ways makes it quite unique, and we have a responsibility as a council to try and protect that historic infrastructure. And the walls are porous sandstone, and obviously, we are trying. It's incumbent upon us to try and protect those structures going forward.
Can you give us any sense of the damage so far?
It's anecdotally, I mean, it's a huge problem in the city, and how we know that is because it's reported back to us through our street scene services. And yeah, it is causing erosion over time, and we do need to try and tackle it.
And of course, the other thing is you don't particularly want to walk past lots of people urinating in public anyway.
Absolutely not, no.
Late at night. So, well, I was talking to Ken Bruce about this earlier, and he says, is the paint the same paint they use on urinals? Because that has some sort of splashback effect as well.
I'm not sure whether they use it on urinals. I'm not really clear about that, but it's supposed to be an innovative paint, and we are trialing it. This is a trial. It's an initial phase that we're monitoring, and if it's successful, then we'll roll it out further in the future.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Karen Shaw, Cabinet Member for the Environment for Cheshire West and Chester Council. Now, let me just come around the desk here and meet our next guest, if I can. He is Matt Cooper, Company Director of Essence Limited. Hi to you, Matt.
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Hello, thank you.
Very good to see you. You've brought with you some of the... Well, you've got two bricks. Just describe what these two bricks are, if you can.
So they're just basic domestic bricks. One has been treated with the product, and the other one is just a test brick, which is treated with nothing.
Okay, now I can see them. I'm just going to come closer to one of the bricks here. And I mean, this just looks like it's got that light ready... On the desk, it's a bit of a crumbling old brick. I don't know where we got it from, but there's a smell. It smells a little bit like white spirit, actually. Is that the smell of the paint?
That's it, exactly.
Okay, but you can't see that it's been painted, which is interesting. So when you paint the walls of Chester with this ultra ever dry paint, as it's called, it won't be visible. That's the key thing.
No, it won't be, no.
Okay, the other brick is over here, and this, again, it's that light red... crumbly. That looks like it's 100 years old, that brick, doesn't it?
I think it is.
Well, I don't know where it's come from, Kat. It's a building site, something.
BBC. On the
oh, it was okay. It was just an abandoned brick. Okay, this one has not been treated. Is that right?
No, it hasn't. No, no.
Okay, all right. So let me just put that back down. So we're going to do the experiment now, aren't we? On the splashback.
We are. Yes.
Okay. I'm just thinking. It is the radio. I guess we can preserve our modesty. But I tell you what. Let's just use. We've got a couple of water bottles here. So these aren't. This is just normal tap water.
Just normal tap water.
And show me what you're going to do. What's it, show us. Shall we start with the normal brick first, the untreated brick?
Start with that.
So, putting this on the lectern.
Let's put it on there.
Right, so it's just sitting down. And just to describe this, it's about, on me, thigh height. So we're going to, actually, if we can just hold the microphone here. I'm now going to replicate the effects of somebody doing this. So we've got to imagine, this is chest to wall, haven't we?
Yes.
And this is a person now relieving themselves against chest to wall, okay? So I'm coming up. I'm just going to do that thing where I'm a little bit... I had a few too many pints. I've found the wall. And then... Okay, right, so... yeah. So what's happened... what's happened there is that it's gone into the brick,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah, it's basically the water's just... The brick has absorbed all the water.
That's the untreated brick. And if that's chest to wall and it happens five times a night, that's going to eventually wear out.
It will wear the brick and it will also seep into the brick and smell horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's take this brick and then just move it away. So, okay, that's gone. And now we take the treated brick. So this is the key moment, Matt.
Yes.
Let's introduce this with a bit of a fanfare. This is the treated brick.
It's the treated brick. So it's had a bottom coat, which has been allowed to dry. Then the top coat is sprayed on. That's been allowed to dry. And now it's ready to spray.
Let's stick it on the lectern here. Again, thigh height. And this is quite a big moment. So again, imagining I'm... Shall I do this?
Yes, please do.
I don't know what to expect. I'm just assuming it's going to do the same thing. It's going to soak up. So here I am. I've been to a party. I've had a few too many beers. This is chest to wall. And... Oh! What happened there? So as I squirted the water bottle, let's just watch this effect. Come on, we're filming this. We're going to put this on Facebook later. That's amazing! And it goes like a starburst.
Yeah, yeah.
The water goes at every angle. So even if you fire side on here... Sorry. All right, that's one way of avoiding it myself.
Yeah.
I've just drenched our producer. So what's happening?
And now the brick, you can feel that it's
and
just
the brick, isn't that amazing? Touch the surface here. Come on. Come down here. Let's put the... That is a dry brick. It's like the effect of mercury when you run it along a surface,
exactly.
Isn't it? It doesn't stick at all.
I have actually used it on a piece of paper. And the mercury effect is exactly what happened on the bit of paper.
Really?
Yeah.
It'll keep paper, cardboard dries well.
Yes, yeah.
And what's it doing? What's the chemical doing in there?
It's basically creating a honeycomb shape, very minute. And when the liquid hits it, because of the honeycomb shape, it just repels the liquid.
Is there a danger that whoever these people are who are, you know, possibly under the influence and needing to urinate will enjoy this experience?
I doubt it.
Okay. No, I doubt it as well, actually. Thank you very much. Matt Cooper is Company Director of Essence Limited, who are UK distributors of Ultra Ever Dry Paint. We've done it in the studio. We've soaked it. How are you doing, Tim Johns?
Just slightly damp.
Yeah, it went off at a very strange angle there. It was... I've never done anything like that before. So thank you very much. We've seen how the paint works, and it definitely works.